This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you want experience during your football season? Well, buckle up, sweet cheeks.
That's all we need!
We've got all the experience in the world. This is I Want Your Flex with Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon. Mike and Dan break down everything you need to set your lineups. From position rankings to starts and sits, the guys help you make those hard decisions. And now, let's get your flex on. Here's Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon.
All right, the train does not stop. We appreciate you hanging out in our two-part season finale of I Want Your Flex. Previous episode, picks 1 through 20. This will be a little bit more rapid fire as we go 21 through 60. A lot of discussion about the top picks. There'll still be discussion about this picks, about these picks. But it is interesting. When Ryan Bershinger just printed out a list of the top, 90, 100 names that we could use, our printer printed them on both sides of the paper. So we don't have four pieces. We have two. At about 16 in our draft, and I wrote the top 20 picks on one side, I turned it over to see who was on page two because I started to say to myself, well, who do I really like here? Who do I not really like here? We now turn the page. The second part of our draft, pick number 21, Mike Harmon, you are on the clock.
Ready? I'm going to get a little bit cheeky here. I'm going to go deep down the board. In terms of the whatever average value is as the list that Bursch gave us, I'm going to take Isaiah Pacheco.
Ooh.
Looking at the running back position and where it gets a little bit weird here, because there's an obvious guy that I loved in 2023, but as we sit here today, there's giant question marks all over that depth chart as to what's going to be around him. The wide receivers, I think, are bunched together, so give me Pacheco.
Pacheco is off the board at number 21. Ryan Bershinger, who you can find at Ryan Bershinger. You can find Mike at Swollen Dome. You can find me at Dan Beyer on Fox. Who do you like at number 22?
Okay, well, last time we left off on a cliffhanger of where would A.J. Brown be drafted? And I think this is the point where he has
it
to go.
It won't be
the
next, I'll tell you that much.
It will not be at 23. I will take A.J. Brown here at 22. Again, yes, there are obviously questions with him, but the talent is never in question. If Big Dom is able to come back and really really lay down some discipline, then
hey, he's the security blanket, man. I always look like Charlie Brown, and I had a Charlie Brown shirt. I know Linus had the security blanket, but clearly from all these reports, it's all Big Dom's doing. His presence settled everyone down.
But when you're looking at the back end of the second round here, then you are somebody who got either a CeeDee Lamb, Tyreek Hill, or Justin Jefferson, presumably in the first round. So if AJ Brown is then your wide receiver two to complement with those guys, that's pretty great. You can definitely take that risk here. So I will take AJ Brown at 22.
Well, at number 23, I'm going to take a guy that I had a conversation with my buddy about during the fantasy football season, and he mispronounced his name 5 different times.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
He kept on calling him Rashard White, but he was a friend. It wasn't important. We weren't on the air. I never corrected him once. I'll take Rashard White, running back from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You listen to a lot of media. You wouldn't be surprised if Rashard was the chosen name from a lot of hosts. Are you kidding?
He said it at first, and I thought, okay, do I correct him? And we all know this, being in this medium, sometimes you'll say it back so the other person... It kind of is kind of a, you know, like a help me, a pick me up, you know, like maybe the person misspoke. Not that he didn't know his name, but maybe he just misspoke at that time, and it's a way to get back on track. But he said it 5 times, and after the second time, I'm like, why wouldn't I even correct him? Like, it's kind of a, you know, a jerk move. If he thinks it's Rashard, it's not going to, you know, it's not going to hurt anything. But Rashard White at number 23.
There you go.
All right, Mike, you're up at number 24.
Next up, I don't care who's throwing him the ball. I'm going to take Mike Evans.
All right, there you go.
I don't know where he's going to be, whether he returns to Tampa, whether he finds his way, as so many are photoshopping him into a Chiefs uniform, whatever the case may be. All that guy does is stats for days. Number 7 in PPR leagues this year.
Bursch is up at number 25.
Back-to-back Bucks, by the way.
Yes.
Assuming Mike Evans does stay. Could,
is it the trio with Chris Godwin coming up here? Just kidding.
Where's Kate Otten on this list? So,
is he going to catch the ball? Too soon?
I will go. Yeah, there's a couple of interesting receivers here.
Leaning receiver. All right.
Yeah. You know what? I will go with the ceiling here. No, I won't.
That's it. We're going to call whoever the next player is, we're going to call him the ceiling in the 2024 season.
How about the insurance then? I'll take Deebo Samuel here, because if Brandon Ayuk does end up elsewhere, that causes Deebo's value to rise for sure. So let's go with Deebo. He was able to turn it on in the second half of last season, and I think seeing that was great to see, because it reminded you of the true Deebo Samuel, of who he could be if they didn't, you know, have to give the ball to all these other fantastic players. But I again, the same thing with AJ Brown. You're looking at Deebo here at the 2-3 turn. And if you're pairing him with Christian McCaffrey, that's a little awkward. But if you're looking at him when you've already got a stud wide receiver one, Deebo is a fantastic wide receiver two.
Now, I just have to put a caveat. I would never choose a Michigan man over an Ohio State Buckeye. But there are 2 caveats when you have to. Number one, the guy throwing to the Michigan guy is a Buckeye. And number 2, the guy throwing to the Buckeye is shot-putting footballs. And so I am going to take Nico Collins in this situation.
Let's go.
At number 26. Sorry, Derek Carr, for the insult, but I am going to take Nico Collins, as I was debating 2 wide receivers in that spot.
Oh, I got no issue with that at all. Nico Collins, one of the great breakout guys of the year. And in theory, Tank Dell comes back healthy. And that offense takes another step forward, because that running game, they started to sort it out towards the second half of the year. The offensive line got healthy. Look, now I'm hyping the Houston Texans on the broadcast. All right, I'm going to go to the quarterback position. I'll take Lamar Jackson. Kind of a down year statistically, right? People mad about
not week
his,
17.
Right? Everybody mad about his MVP. You know, we're not going to have that debate here. But he was still QB4. just 13 points behind Dak Prescott.
All right, I like Lamar at 27. Not much is going to change except maybe everybody in the passing game getting around him maybe getting better. I don't think the running back changes too much. All right, unless it's Derrick Henry. All right, Birch, what do you got at 28?
You know what? I am also going to go quarterback, but it might not be who you would think it is based on the rankings. I will take Patrick Mahomes here. And the reason why is I think that obviously he didn't have the same fantasy production this past season. However, you've got Rashee Rice is going to step up as a very strong outside option. I fully believe that they're going to add at receiver this offseason, whether that be through free agency, like if Mike Evans ends up on the Chiefs, holy.
Exactly.
Or they'll simply draft a receiver at 32. And Kelsey's probably going to be back and still be steady. So I expect Patrick Mahomes to return to not his full-on like 50 touchdown fantasy form, but in the 40 range, he could do it again. So I'll bet on Patrick Mahomes here at 28.
Well, this puts me in a spot. There are so many quarterback questions around the receivers that are still left. And then if there's not a quarterback question, there's a question just about the wide receiver in general. At number 29, jeez, guys, this is tough to pull the trigger. I was, you know what? I'll take Jalen Hurts, and I'll avoid the problem altogether. So not a lesson in life to just avoid it. But I'll just take Jalen Hurts and then see how it then sorts out around me.
You stole my pick.
Good. You can have this problem. All right. Harmon at number 30.
All right. Next up, and this is now we're getting truly into the muddled mess of chaos. I'm going to go back to Birch referenced the Saquon Barkley rumor, conjecture, speculation, Photoshop into a Charger uniform. So that means I'm going to go take Keenan Allen. Now, I know I'm going to miss some games. Right?
Sure.
I'm not getting a full 17 out of him. But when he's available, it's stats for days.
Yeah. And you know Mike Williams, if he's there, would play four of them.
Yeah. I'm going to suspect he's in a different uniform.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right, Ryan, what do you got at 31?
Yeah, these are the you got a lot of questions here across the board. There's two running backs that I'm looking at, and I think there are questions with both of them. I'll take James Cook here.
He was good actually.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Allen vultures a lot of it.
Right, exactly. But in the second half of the season, he had some very strong performances. They got to run the ball because they just have tight ends. They don't have any receivers at the moment. So I'll take James Cook here at 31. That is a running back, I believe, running back 12. This is the 12th running back.
This is going to be running back 13 because I'll take David Montgomery. There's going to be something there for him for sure. So give me him at number 32.
I still miss him. Bears.
Can't quit you.
You guys figure out who's throwing the ball in Las Vegas yet?
No.
Me neither. But I'm still going to take Davante Adams.
It's an issue. I mean, it is.
Yeah, it's so many people have been photoshopped into a Raiders uniform. Getsy comes in as the offensive coordinator. He's still making goo-goo eyes at Justin Fields, even though all of the rumors of what was going on there. So Raiders potentially in the mix for him. Russell Wilson. I don't know. Either way, he puts up stats regardless of who's throwing the ball.
Gosh, I think I think Russell Wilson works in Atlanta if he wanted to.
Yeah.
I don't think that he works in Las Vegas.
You know, Russell Wilson, if you go by his house, Dan, mm-hmm. I think he'll actually bake you cookies.
Oh.
And give you a personal tour for that giant mansion he's got on the marketplace.
Was the one with two bathrooms or whatever?
Yeah. Well,
All right, Birch, what do you got at 34?
Let's go with, Okay, I mean, I'll do it so that way we can finally just turn the page here. But also, I will take Chris Olave here.
He's the last guy on that page.
I would have at 35. Okay. So
yeah, I think obviously like the talent is very much there, and if Derek Carr is capable of throwing like 3 or 4 yards like past the line of scrimmage, then he should be able to actually get some yardage and get some plays. You like Olave as the talent, and at this point, you can feel very comfortable betting on it.
I'm going to take an enormous leap here and a leap of faith, but since Birch did it with Patrick Mahomes, give me Rashee Rice. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He's not going to be the next Tyreek Hill, but if he forms into something, if he's willing to complain to Patrick Mahomes that he was open for a touchdown in the Super Bowl, then maybe there's confidence there. I know it's a little bit of a stretch, but there are a lot of good names out there. But I'll take Rashee Rice in hopes of a big year, number two.
I'll go with another stretch. I'll follow you down that highway. T. Higgins with either a franchise tag or a WR1 somewhere else.
Sure. That's not a bad selection. I considered him as well. So I was looking at a couple of different wide receivers. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, let's take somebody who also might be considered a little bit of a stretch, but this is the ceiling play that I want to go for. C.J. Stroud loves Tank Dell, and we saw what he can do on a per-game basis last year. Unfortunately, because of that injury, we didn't get to see him as much, but when he was worked into that offense, finally, he exploded. And this is the kind of explosive talent that you would like to have on your fantasy squad, because he'll individually win weeks for you. He's that good. So I will take Tank Dell here at 36.
I'm calling him Nathaniel. Screw this Tank thing. I'm going back to Nathaniel. That was what was on his rookie card that I got out of a pack, and that's the way it's going to be.
I am hoping this guy's injuries are a thing of the past. Came back from his, but did not make any dent in the AFC Championship. I'll take Mark Andrews from the Ravens.
Okay.
Another tight end off the board. I took Laporta a little bit earlier. I still like the value, like the position.
Sure.
Give me Mark Andrews.
Yeah, if healthy. I mean, he's the security blanket, that word we used before. So we've got that going. I'll go for stability, and I'll take the player, and I'll look for Amari Cooper to not have to catch balls from 4 or 5 different quarterbacks in 2024.
He truly is. Like, it's a nice play to have. They don't have anybody else, you know, wide receiver-wise, that is really going to take a bunch. Njoku is there, but, yeah, I like that pick. All right, Birch, the final one of this section of the draft, then we'll take a timeout, and then we'll finish the draft, and we'll finish the podcast for the season. Who do you like at 40?
You know what? We haven't taken a Seahawk yet, and I think that's a good way to cap off the top 40, because I think there's an interesting discussion to be had with what to do with players on the Seahawks, and especially one of them is Kenneth Walker. I will take him here, knowing that Zach Charbonnet is present. However, his presence did hurt Walker's draft value coming into last season's fantasy draft, and in the first month, Kenneth Walker dominated because he has that ability. He's a very strong running back. But then, of course, he got hurt, and they used Charbonnet and tried to get him more snaps and more of the workload. But you didn't see the sort of explosiveness from Charbonnet that you would have liked to see. I still think they're going to make an effort to give Charbonnet the ball, but Kenneth Walker should be getting a bulk of that workload, especially early on in the season.
You also have to remember a new regime coming in. And of the two backs, I do believe that Kenneth Walker III is a better back than Zach Charbonnet. Mm-hmm. I do believe that. Charbonnet is just very, very physical. I think it was a Pete Carroll pick. So when the new regime comes in, I would think that Kenneth Walker would be the apple of their eye. Mm-hmm. Just my amateur guess as a Seahawks fan. There is your top 40 now, 21 through 40, and we've got 20 more picks to go. Hit Mike up at Swollen Dome. Get Ryan at Ryan Bershinger. You can find me at Dan Byer on Fox. And it's our final segment of this year's version of I Want Your Flex. Back after this.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, let's wrap this bad boy up. I'm on the clock at number 41, our final 20 picks. We're doing the top 60. If you missed the first 20, it's in our previous podcast. You can hear who we like in that top 20, get a little bit more in depth. And obviously, we just did 21 through 40, so I am up at number 41. We ended the round with the Seahawk. We're going to start the round with a Seahawk. I will take DK Metcalf. The talent is there. The physical nature, everything is there. There is a question about if the quarterback is going to be there. It is not a given that Geno Smith returns. We've heard a little rumors of maybe Michael Penix because of Ryan Grubb being the offensive coordinator. But DK Metcalf is still an enormous target as a wide receiver. I'll take him at 41.
I'm going to take a guy who finished 13th in PPR leagues. It might be a little bit of a surprise for you. Michael Pittman Jr. Now, I'm not 100% convinced Anthony Richardson is the next coming as so many others. There's still a lot to be seen. Great athleticism, comes back off the injury. But what Steichen and company were able to do a year ago, kind of going on the fly, offensive line, working Taylor as they did, Pittman had a fantastic season. Even missing a game, finished 13th.
Man, that was a mess in Indy this year. And they still were in the thick of it.
Well, that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
And really makes you depressed when your team is never in the thick of it. Wait, I'm not going to make it about the Bears. Never mind.
All right, Burse, you're up at number 43.
Yeah, Pittman will be interesting. Because Pittman is, I believe Pittman is a free agent now. But if... bringing him back to Indy makes all the sense in the world because who else are they going to throw to? Josh Downs kind of fell off at the end of the season there. And you need to have some sort of like level of talent to support Anthony Richardson.
Josh Downs was my first. Who does he play for of the 2023 season? Like I saw the name and just wasn't paying as much attention. All right.
I'm going to go running back, and I'm going to take an incredibly unsexy pick. But despite that, despite the lack of sexiness around this running back as a pick, he's been in the top 10 in back-to-back seasons at running back. I believe he finished top 10 this year as well because he had a very strong second half of the season. That's James Conner. James Conner has been a steady presence in that Arizona backfield, despite the fact that you've had Kyler Murray hurt and not there, and you've had random guys playing quarterback. James Conner has been a focal point of that offense and has been, quite frankly, good. Wildly underrated in terms of what he's done the last couple of years. So to get a steady running back two at this point, and James Conner, you absolutely take that here.
I am betting on the player. He may have new digs, but I'll take Stephon Diggs. Even if it's not in Buffalo, if he does go somewhere, I think that he will be utilized. There's some disconnect. There's something going wrong. So I'm almost betting on him leaving Buffalo and not being back and finding his way somewhere else.
All right, we drafted the receivers. Now I'll just take C.J. Stroud and be done with
it. Oh, nice. It'll be fun when he has that game and he throws for 478 yards. You know, because that's the type of quarterback that he is. You know, like, he's going to have that game.
And you'll have a couple of those giant 70 tees next to him. So wherever you get bonus points in your fantasy leagues and certainly in the betting markets, I'm sure the overs on his yardage total each week will be a very interesting number to watch.
Now there's going to be a lot of quarterback player discussions, quarterback, running back, decisions we're going to have to make the rest of this way in our final 15 picks or so. Burge up at number 46.
Let's see. Okay, so do we know what Josh Jacobs is doing? He's still with the Raiders, right? Or was he
Yes, well, he played under the franchise tag this past season.
Yeah.
So as of this point, we don't necessarily have the official.
I mean, I will take Josh Jacobs here. If he does come back to the Raiders, he should, even though, like, he probably is not going to go in this top 60. But I think Zamir White is somebody to look out for coming into next season because of how well he played in Jacobs' absence at the end of the season. But, you know, Josh Jacobs is such a strong running back. He's a year removed from dominating at the position. So I will take Jacobs here. Again, it's a very steady back that you can get as your second running back. So I'll take Jacobs.
I'll take Dak. You know, just on why we love CeeDee Lamb so much. I'll take Dak at number 47. I don't see any reason why he wouldn't continue to do what he did. Maybe they get a more of a running game, which they do need. But still, he should be able to put up monster numbers.
From parts unknown. Weight unknown. All right, he's not wearing a luchador mask like Jason Kelce. I'm going to take Justin Fields.
There we go.
Wherever
all
he
right.
goes.
Wherever you go.
There you go.
Whatever I do. That's an NSYNC. Can't sing too much more of it.
See, I was going to go into some Broadway stuff. We're going to do it together. I think Bette Midler was singing that back in the day on my Broadway station.
All right, Bursch.
I will keep the run of quarterbacks going here. I will take Anthony Richardson. I really like what we saw from him in his limited action. I think there's a very high ceiling. There's incredible rushing yard and touchdown potential with him. So I'll take Richardson, the eighth quarterback off the board at 49.
Yeah, just get him to do the franchise tag on my guy Pittman. Sorry, Dan.
No, I was going to say we're also getting to the point where, again, you hear us turning the pages over.
Yeah.
We're turning and looking to see what there is on page number four. Give me Cooper Kupp. Even with the emergence of Puka Nacua, I still feel that there is the rapport with Matthew Stafford. I think the Rams are going to be pretty good again in 2024. Give me that situation again. Give me Cooper Kupp.
How about a little bit off the board? I like what he did. He got a crowded young receiving core. Give me Jaden Reed.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I was banking on taking him with my last pick. So
there you go. Well, I stole him from the Packer guy. Because, I mean, that offense is going to be a lot of fun, right? A.J. Dillon's going to go somewhere else.
Yep.
But you've got, you know, the young receiving core, and I think people the last couple of weeks of the year and certainly in that playoff game, realized Jordan Love was pretty good all along and turned it on at a whole other level. Of course, having a healthy Aaron Jones, whatever the hell he had happened to him when he was off, I still need answers because I need some of that. But, yeah, I'll take Jaden Reed.
Looking at this mix of players that's left on the board, it's the ghosts of first rounds past. Yeah, Travis
that
Kelce,
is well put.
Derrick Henry, Alvin Kamara, Tony Pollard, Nick Chubb, Najee Harris, even.
What about Aaron Jones? You know,
I know, yeah. I know, and I definitely am keeping an eye on Aaron Jones because I think that again with AJ Dillon no longer there and seeing what Aaron Jones did in the postseason, especially that he's still there. The talent is still there. But I'm not going to take him right now. Maybe later. I'm actually going to take Travis Kelce here.
All right.
At 52, I think that's a great spot for him. Yes, he had the struggles in the second half of the season. But we saw in the playoffs that, you know, when they need a win, they make him the focal point of the passing offense, and it works incredibly well. I fully believe that he'll be back. He's not going to be the, you know, obviously he's not our tight end one in this draft, and he's not going to be drafted as tight end one. This is around where he's going to go. And quite frankly, tight end as a whole this year, I'm not super high on taking a tight end very high because I think it's much deeper than in years past. You have guys like Evan Ingram and David Njoku who like are coming off of really strong seasons as well. So you'll find a lot of value at tight end, but getting Travis Kelce as your fifth guy, as somebody in the Chiefs offense, I think is a great spot.
Can I go outside the box?
Let's go.
Can I take Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Yeah.
Sure.
Because I'm going to. If you get in the right spot, we've seen the emergence of rookie wide receivers, and he may not be the only one. I mean, we may have another one in the top 60, but if you get into the right position, I would rather have Marvin Harrison Jr. than some of the wide receivers that I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, I would concur.
Yes.
Especially, yeah, looking at what the board would currently offer, yeah, it's just a lot of question marks and dice rolls.
Would you rather have Marvin Harrison Jr. or Calvin Ridley?
Without a doubt, yeah. I'll take Harrison.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Absolutely. Yep, yep.
And, and I don't care where he goes.
Yes.
Right? That's the other thing.
Yep. Yep.
Right? Ridley, we don't know what's going to happen with him, whether he stays in Jacksonville or they have to go and change out the pick that they gave up or whatever else. But, yeah, I mean, I look at the rest of those wide receivers that are coming up, and I have a lot of shrug. Yeah, they're good, but they're not great and consistent.
Yeah.
Harrison could be.
All right, Mike, you're up at 54.
With that said, I'm not going wide receiver. you know what? Because of the rumblings of what may transpire in this free agency period, I don't think he's reached the cliff just yet. Give me some big efforts for Derrick Henry. He may kill me a few weeks being unavailable or whatever game script gets blown up, but, you know, he'd look awful good in a Ravens uniform. Really would.
Him rumbling there has some rumblings lately. All right, Ryan, 55.
We talked about it. I will go Aaron Jones here. I think there's a lot of value potentially to be had at running back here. It is really interesting looking at these middle fifth, sixth round running backs. Suddenly there's in past, there's not been a ton of value here at running back. There's a whole lot that could work really well. But I will take Aaron Jones, assuming that he's, you know, going to be the main guy as usual. I wouldn't be surprised if the Packers draft a running back since AJ Dillon will be gone. But they're still going to heavily rely on Aaron Jones. Even you have Jordan Love talking about like how crucial Aaron Jones was in the backfield and just blocking against the Cowboys. The Packers love him, and so he'll be on the field as much as he possibly can, and they're going to work him into the offense as much as they can.
I'll take Jaylen Waddle. He's dropped enough. Number two option. Now we're getting also to the point where we're strongly looking at who the number two options are. In a PPR league, I think it's very good value at 56.
I'll follow your lead, and I'll go to the rookie class, and I'll take Adunze.
All right. Yep.
Whether it's him, Chicago, neighbors, or somewhere else.
Harrison, yep. Those three. All right, the final three picks. Ryan Bershinger, your final pick. Make it count.
All right. Well,
Chiefs defense.
Nice. I'll take Harrison Butker for the win.
I'm not there. There's nothing here that's going to like raise eyebrows unless I go like super off.
Go
the
crazy.
Board.
Let's go.
So I'm going to go ahead and go with somebody who I think is a safe pick here. And that's Alvin Kamara. Because of the fact that, again, Derek Carr is throwing left-handed and just he'll look downfield, go, nah, and then just throws to Alvin Kamara, and then he ends up with 20 catches for 40 yards. But those catches will give you a ton of points in the PPR game. So give me Alvin Kamara here at 57.
I will. You're at 58, by the way.
58. That's
okay. I just like the derisiveness somewhere. Of it. I thought I was the only guy that acidic when it came to Derek Carr.
I will take an Eagles wide receiver, and thank goodness it's not A.J. Brown. Yeah, Devontae Smith. Who knows what's going to happen, but I'll tell you, he and Jalen Hurts, I think, are their steady Eddies, so give me Devontae Smith. All right, Mike Harmon, the final pick of
no
the
pressure.
2024 Top 60 Draft.
Well, how far do we want to go off the board? We want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't go quite that nuts. I'm going to take Joe Burrow.
All right, there it is. Final pick.
And again, it's all the wishing, wanting, hoping. And I just end with my story from years ago at the Super Bowl. Dan, leaving the game here at SoFi in Southern California, the Bengals fans who were all happy and smiley like it was their birthright to be there for the next decade. Oh, how it changes fast.
Yes.
But there's Joe Burrow. It's on you there, big boy.
I'll tell you the two names that I had looked at that I was thinking, Jordan Addison and George Pickens.
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, Jordan Addison, I would have been fine with. Pickens, still want to just know who the quarterback is.
Yeah.
You know, we know the big playability is there.
You know,
those are a couple of names.
The offense can't be as bad as it was.
No. No.
At least we've been set. Well, but we've said that for 5 years in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, yeah. Point. Anybody else you left off first that we should name before we sign off for the final time this season?
I do like Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah.
Because the Patriots will have to give the ball to somebody. I think that, very interesting, the running back two from this season is still available, and that's Raheem Mostert, because of the fact that, yeah, if Devon Achane is fully healthy, the torch should be passed there. But if you can getting Mostert in the 60s, I think is tremendous value. Just a note, as our top 60 as a whole, this is the direction that football and fantasy football is going in, right? We had 28 of these 60 picks be wide receiver, 20 of them be running back, 9 quarterbacks, and 3 tight ends. So,
and I took 2 of the tight ends. And, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And that's quite frankly, that's where we're at. It's, you know, it's a passing league. This is where fantasy has fully changed to the point where the you know, first round used to be, you know, 9 out of 10 were running backs. Now it's just you're finding where the numbers are, and the numbers are in the passing game. So, half of these guys being wide receiver is not a huge surprise.
The injury questions is what stand out to me. The guys that we left off. We have no idea what's going to happen with Nick Chubb returning from his severe injury. You know, you mentioned Mostert. You wonder if this was the year where he stayed healthy, and then you're going to, you know, the other injury issues are going to pop up later on. And then just one other name, Tony Pollard was such a high pick for us last year. We don't know where he's going to play, and added on to what he did in Dallas or what he didn't do in Dallas this past season. Not surprised that he dropped out of the top 60.
Yeah, RB 14 in PPR leagues was Pollard. So a guy with great expectations. And look at that offense. If they had some semblance of balance, how much different is the end of that year? But you didn't trust your run game in any way, shape, or form. And interesting with Mostert, right, stayed healthy until the end, right? Missed those final couple of games. So, you know, one of those where you've got that roll of the dice. Because if he can still... I mean, that offense should be explosive, and we say should be, but how much do each of them get fed when it comes to touchdowns? Because, I mean, there's going to be a regression off his touchdown total.
Yes.
It's just a matter of how steep it is.
Yep, yep. As we have learned with some others in the National Football League. All right, that's it. That's a wrap. Our two-part special to end the season. We appreciate you listening all year long. Thank you very much, Mike Harmon, for
your
expertise in making this all work. Ryan Bershinger, you the same, and all the technical work. And to everybody who's listening to I Want Your Flex, we appreciate your loyalty and can't wait to be back in the 2024 season. So for Ryan Bershinger and Mike Harmon, I'm Dan Beyer. This This has been the season finale of I Want Your Flex.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.